Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So I want to start things out, I guess, tonight with a story I mentioned of Friday. Or actually, we won't be starting with this because we're going straight to the phones. Amp line unscreened. Who's this?
This is Sean in Virginia.
Sean, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
I want to talk about like police checkpoints because I had an encounter yesterday at work.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Well, I was driving around in Falls Church after I dropped some groceries off, and I see these police cars stop blocking one lane and just like waving cars through the other lane. And I thought, hey, maybe they're looking for, like, a suspect or something. But it turned out they're looking at registrations on the car because in Virginia we have the date on there. I don't know if you have them.
Yeah, they like generally, it says what month you're supposed to, get your, pay your little bribe to be able to drive on the road again.
Yeah, like the month and the year.
Yeah.
And the company truck actually had an 07 on mine on the front. Because the dum-dum that put the stickers on put 09 on the month part and the year part on the back.
Okay.
So I actually had to talk to the cop for a few minutes about that. So I was just wondering if anyone else has had, like, a registration stop. Or they just stop everybody's, like, slow down traffic and
That's a new one for me. I've never heard of that before.
I've noticed that the first thing the cops do is check your registration. That's the first thing they want to do is they notice what color that little sticker is. So I think any time you are dealing with a police officer, you're probably getting your registration checked. When any of the little times that they do.
Yeah, but he's asking, have they ever done a checkpoint for registration?
When they do any checkpoint.
Yeah, they were waving people through. I mean, you could probably go the other way. I didn't try to go the other way because I didn't care. I mean, I was in the company truck or whatever, so I had to go that direction anyway. So, but I don't know if they're blocking the other end of the street, too, and just having another lane go through.
I don't know, but very strange, very unusual circumstances. Glad nothing worse than that occurred. It's certainly not as egregious as a checkpoint as, say, a drug checkpoint of some sort, but a checkpoint's still a checkpoint, and people should be concerned about that going on. So I don't know. If anyone else has encountered something like that, I would be curious. Sean, did you have any other thoughts?
I just want to say I see a lot of still, like, Ron Paul signs all over Northern Virginia.
Well, good. As far as we determined over the weekend, he hasn't pulled out of the race. So my sign's still up.
He hasn't pulled out yet?
That's what I'm hearing.
Well, the last week, it was what, Thursday or Friday, that he came out with that video.
I do wish that he'd quit saying things that the media can, just sound clip into. I'm quitting. Because he keeps, he'll say things like, we're winding down the campaign, but we'll endure to the end. And what does the media do? Cuts out, we're winding down the campaign. Bam. He quits.
Sure.
Thanks for the call tonight, Sean. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You, as always, can bring up whatever's on your mind. But then we read another quote from the campaign manager or whatever, from the spokesperson, who says he's going to keep in as long as his, presumably as long as money keeps coming in. But then again, when I went to his website, maybe it's back up, but when I was there last, it didn't have the fundraising thing. So if he's still going to be in and he's still accepting money from people, then why
is he accepting money from people?
I don't know. I mean, if you're going to stay in the campaign, why would you stop taking money?
Yeah.
It's all very confusing, and I'd like to get him on the show to talk to him about it, but you're saying, you've told me that the press guy for Ron Paul is just awful and doesn't return calls.
Well, I think he's slammed. I don't think he's awful. I think that he's got...
Slammed?
Yeah.
With what, a bunch of interviews for Ron Paul?
He's running for president. I guess he's busy.
I understand that Ron Paul is busy, but you're saying the press guy can't even return a phone call? I don't know. It's not there.
He has returned phone calls to me before. He just doesn't return every phone call. And, sometimes it goes weeks until I can get a call back.
Yeah, I'm looking on his website right now. I don't see anything about contributing. So
I get the impression he's not running with the same gusto that he was previously. You know?
Very strange.
There's certainly people out there that seem to be supporting with the same gusto that they always have been. I'm still in the Ron Paul forums, and
right.
the people out there that are supporting more than ever, but I get the feeling that it's like, you know, given rousing campaign speeches on the deck of the Titanic, I just don't think that, you know, there's much happening.
Well, we'll keep an eye on it, let you know if anything changes. In the meantime, let's talk about China. I mentioned this on Friday night. And it is a long article, which I've, like, slashed 40% out of. But I wanted to share it because it really is that interesting to look into the world of knockoffs.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Something we really don't know too much about because, well, we don't have a lot of that here in here in America. They sell the Chinese knockoffs, but they're not actually really manufactured here. So let's get to it, shall we? The story here, and I'll pull up the source here in a moment, but the story starts in that... And by the way, I've like lobbed off the entire first page just because it wasn't that relevant. Nearly every type of product can be and is cloned in China, sometimes so well that the ripped-off manufacturers inadvertently service the fakes when the warranty claims come in. Cloners make air conditioners with the LG wow. brand name in the country's remote west along what was once the old Silk Road trading route. But cloners don't have to sell their wares under the same brand name. In the Anhui province near the Yangtze River, one of China's biggest auto manufacturers builds a part-for-part replica of a top-selling Chevrolet model, then slaps a new badge on the car. In the south, one cloning operation didn't just copy a technology company's product line, it duplicated the entire company, creating a shadow enterprise with corporate headquarters, factories, and sales and support staff.
Amazing.
This is an amazing story. Sitting in a ground to a halt taxi during rush hour along Beijing's Third Ring Highway, gives plenty visitor plenty of time to rubberneck. The cars are familiar. Volkswagen, Honda, and Toyota all have a presence here. But even vehicles with unfamiliar names cut a recognizable silhouette. There's a small SUV emblazoned with the Laibao brand name that looks a lot like a twin sister to Honda's CR-V. Although the Geely Marie is copied from a Mercedes C-Class, it only costs 120,000 yuan. Yuan. Right?
I don't know.
Okay. Or about $15,000 U.S. But at the sweet spot of the Chinese car market are vehicles that sell for around $5,000 U.S., just shy of the average middle-class Chinese family's annual income. When you're stuck in traffic, you're surrounded mostly by the ruler in that category, the Chery QQ. The QQ is a part-for-part reproduction of a car known, depending on where it is sold, as the Chevy Spark or the Daewoo Matiz. The genuine vehicle is built as part of a joint venture between General Motors and the Korean company. Now, the Chevy Spark are sold all over the world. In the U.S., an upgraded $10,500 variant called the Avio is cheaper than any other car you can buy. But when the $5,000 QQ first appeared in 2003, GM and American officials were astonished. If you didn't have name tags on the cars, you couldn't tell them apart, said one of the congressmen from Wisconsin after a 2004 trip to China. It's such a good knockoff, you can pull the door off of the Spark and it fits on the QQ.
Mm.
So close that the seals on the doors match right up. The ability to clone such technologically sophisticated products is a recent development in China. A report issued by the consulting firm A.T. Kearney breaks the growth of China's cloners into five distinct periods. The first, in the 1980s, was very primitive, consisting mostly of cheap textile knockoffs like Mickey Mouse t-shirts. The second, starting around 1990, still involved clothing and accessories, but with enough authenticity, high-quality Nike and Reebok fakes led the way to be accepted as handy substitutes by thrift-conscious Westerners. By the middle of the 1990s, Chinese copiers had moved from basic trademark infringement into low-end technology products, Duracell batteries and DVDs. From there, the study says, an era of advanced technology piracy began.
Yeah.
Functionally close to the mark products like Callaway golf clubs and counterfeit automotive safety glasses, or glass rather, appeared in 1998. By the millennium, piracy had reached levels of refinement that saw China offering functional duplicates of Intel processors, Viagra tablets, and Bosch power tools. So in a period of less than 30 years, they've had a tremendous increase in the quality and reliability level of the products they're making. Now, that doesn't mean they still aren't. They're not turning out some crap. They certainly are. More on the way, though, about Chinese ripoffs More than you ever wanted to know. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit LibertarianSeminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at LibertarianSeminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Global Sustainability, Individual Freedom and Global Development, Poverty and Prosperity. Register online now at LibertarianSeminars.com.
The whole country's on a bus with a crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD.
I have always kept the interests of my country first and foremost. And I always will.
UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer for a fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's 562-544-0507. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And again, join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Those features, by the way, include the bulletin board system. Got over 300,000, actually over 340,000 posts, I think, now. Free to surf around through. Lots of stuff to talk about. Serious issues and fun stuff. It's all being discussed for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. Can we announce what's going to happen on Thursday and Friday and Saturday night, Mark, or is that hush-hush?
Something very special is going to happen on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday while Ian's away.
So that's all I can say, huh?
That's it for now.
All right, fine. All right, 1-800-259-9231. We are talking about Chinese ripoffs. They call it piracy in this article, but I don't know. That presumes that intellectual property is valid, and that's not the conversation I want to get into. I just want to explore the fascinating world of Chinese ripoff products. It's absolutely interesting. I mean, we're talking about a world where they literally take an existing product and reverse engineer it and can create an almost exact replica of it. And they do it all over the place. It's not just clothes anymore. Now it's high-end electronics. It's cars.
Well, with clothes, it's legal.
That's true.
When it comes to things,
but not with logos. Not if you make a piece of clothing with a logo on it.
No. If you do, you can make the jokelies. You just can't put the O on the side.
Yeah. So let's continue the story here. Earlier, it tells us that there was five distinct phases that China's clone industry went through. Starting in the 1980s, very primitive, just kind of basic clothing stuff, all the way up through now, where literally they cloned the iPhone. They cloned the iPhone, and that was what the entire first page was about. And I skipped that part.
Wow.
But it was amazing because it was talking about how this China clone product came out, the iClone, as it was called, I think. Mm-hmm. And it works on all of the cell phone systems, whereas Apple's iPhone only works with AT&T.
Where do I get one?
I don't know. I'm sure you can, if you look close enough, Mark, you can probably find one.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and it was available worldwide, whereas the iPhone was only available in the United States. So they effectively one-upped Apple, basically. Anyway, let's continue. In many ways, this is similar to the path industrial powerhouses like Japan and South Korea have taken. China's gone from making only cheap, toss-away goods like budget toys and portable CD players to creating alternatives to nearly every one of the West's most admired brands. But China's unique in that, as with its modernization in general, it's doing so at an accelerated pace, going from shoddy to quality in little more than a decade. The easiest way to clone a product is to use a ghost shift. A factory contracted to make legitimate moves or legitimate goods moves to 24-hour operation, churning out copies, some made with inferior materials and others exactly the same, designed to be sold on the black market from midnight to morning. So to get that, Mark, where the factory's normally open, you know, 8 to 5 or whatever,
yeah.
Then they open up a ghost shift during the overnight in the exact same factory and run through their clone products.
Well, so the company contracts them to do the job during the day, and then they sort of cheat by being
right.
open at night.
Yes. That's not, of course, the only way they do it. The problem...
Well, if the company really wanted to protect their brand so badly, they could have their own factory, right? I mean, that's the impression you get. The impression you get when you're buying a... I don't know, you pick the product, an iPhone, is that somebody in an Apple
warehouse,
factory somewhere, and you got to think that they got a pretty cool haircut and a lab coat, too, right? Because it's Apple. You know, they probably drove a Volkswagen Beetle to work, and we're listening to techno music. Like, that guy is in there with his big raver glasses. He's working on making iPhones.
But not so much.
Not so much.
In fact, one of the companies that's most notorious for never actually manufacturing anything is Radio Shack. Yes, their products are always made by some other company like Uniden or Sony or something like that, and it just gets relabeled. In fact, many of the big labels that you know and love are actually manufactured by, in many cases, what you think are their competitors. Very interesting what goes on behind the scenes. But let's continue. Now, the only problem with ghost shifts is they can't run full-time. In the mid-1990s, developers began to build shadow factories, identical plants, often constructed from the same blueprints that legitimate manufacturers used to launch their ventures. Sometimes the plans were sold by managers at the genuine facilities. Make a little bit extra money, right?
Yeah, sure.
Other times, local officials and organized crime What's the difference? Conspired to create a set of second set of blueprints. As technology companies became aware of the extent of the cloning problem, many began to use selective outsourcing. Less secret components would be built in China, while more proprietary items like circuit boards might be manufactured domestically. Even so, sometimes a company's products are cloned even if it has no working relationship with China at all. The Thomas Faria Corporation, an American company that builds dashboard gauges for boats and military Humvees, discovered an entire plant in China dedicated to cloning its product.
Wow.
Even though it had never done any manufacturing overseas or even outside of Connecticut, where it's based.
Amazing.
Yeah. The clones were found all over the world. Although they worked poorly, they looked the part. The CEO told the U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission that these clones bear our name and address. The label contains our catalog.
The clones bear the name and address
of the legit company.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Contains our catalog part number and the initials of a calibrator, as well as a final tester. Cloners look for opportunity first, and manufacturers often give it to them, often in the form of a hot product that's released in a limited number of markets. Desire spreads worldwide, and the cloners are ready to fill any gaps that emerge in supply or distribution. In November of 2005, LG Electronics, a Korean company that is the world's third largest mobile phone maker, released a device that in many parts of the world was anticipated as the iPhone was here. The Chocolate features a slide-out keypad, large color screen, and a very Apple-like navigation wheel. It plays music as readily as it makes phone calls and sends text messages. LG has sold 10 million of them worldwide, the same quantity that Steve Jobs has set as the initial iPhone goal.
You know, I looked at that Chocolate thing. I just couldn't understand why anybody would want to buy one.
Somebody did.
I just didn't see the purpose. Yeah, 10 million of them did.
LG's phone began to sell out as soon as it was released, but it took 4 months for the Korean electronics giant to release a version for China. By then, it was too late. A doppelganger Chocolate had hit the market first and had become the preferred choice for Chinese shoppers. Quality wasn't an issue. The fake phone was exactly like the real one in design.
Wow.
A company spokesperson told Korea's daily newspaper, Chinese people think it's LG Electronics that manufactures the fakes.
God.
The ripoff company beat LG to the market, and they cleaned up. Last year, fed up with a torrent of bootleg cell phones that was costing the company $1 billion a year, Samsung hired investigators to trace the phones back through multiple supply channels to their manufacturers. The results of that investigation, along with an analysis done by independent researchers, uncovered some of the technical strategies undertaken by reverse engineering operations. We continue to dissect the world of China clones, and we'll take your calls as well. 800-259-9231. How does it work? And what was the story where they found the Shadow Company? What's that all about? Shadow Company. Sounds scary.
It does.
More on the way. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. 1126, or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944. Attention GCN listeners, would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line that you can hear with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their validated photo. The newest would be Christy. You can see her if you go to freetalklive.com. Actually, you can go straight to the Shrine by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. And, I think a lot of our listeners will enjoy Christy's picture. Have you seen it yet, Mark?
Yeah, she's wearing nothing but a belt.
A belt.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got a belt on.
And she's apparently running for office or something and wants votes.
No, she's
the mayor.
She's in a Girl of the Day contest on a website called Break.com, and there's a link on her Shrine Picks. You can help her out, but she's looking for people to vote for her in that little contest, which I guess she could win some money at. So, hey, cool.
There you go.
So, Shrine female listeners, the ladies that listen, see them at shrine.freetalklive.
She's a free tier, right?
She is.
Okay.
All right, so we continue the story about China clones, the fascinating look inside the world of the cloners. They started back in the 1980s churning out just cheap clothing. Now they're doing iPhone ripoffs. Now they're doing cars.
Now, we're not talking about this from a, this is good or this is bad standpoint. We're talking about
it's good.
You think it's good? I don't think it's fair, right, or just that a company puts out a product and then another company walks in and reverse engineers the product and then sells it and makes the money for it.
Yeah, well, tough. Competition's a bitch.
That's not competition, Ian. That's cheating.
No, it's not cheating.
Then why can't you walk into their factory and shoot them all up?
Shoot them up?
Yeah.
Well, that's violent. Why would you do something like that?
Well, the one's stealing, the other's violent.
There's no stealing going on. You can't steal ideas, silly. All right, let's continue the story, though. Looking to the rest of this world.
I say it's wrong.
Samsung hired investigators to trace the phones back that had been ripped off through multiple supply channels to their manufacturers. The results uncovered some of the technical strategies undertaken by the reverse engineering operations. Now, the cloners start by deciding what phones would be most profitable to clone. They then learn everything they can about the device. They attend trade shows, furiously snapping photos of not-yet-released products until someone notices and shoos them away. They'll be first in line to buy the new product whenever it hits stores, and they will look for shortcuts, such as a patent filed in China that can act as the beginning of an actual production guide. The cloners hire a team of between 20 and 40 engineers to begin decoding the circuit boards. At the same time, coders start to develop an operating system for the phone with a similar feature set. The typical cloner either uses an off-the-shelf code, writes something entirely new, or modifies a publicly available Linux-based system. Both processes take about a month. By then, ancillary items, plastic casings, accessories, manuals, and packages are ready as well. Full production begins at another factory, one that's already building phones, within about 8 weeks from the time the engineers are hired. After a run of about 30,000 units, the cloners move the operation to a new facility in order to avoid detection. Samsung was impressed by the efficiency of the cloners, so much so that the company offered them jobs. The cloners said no. Earning about $1.25 per phone, the cloner said, they found it easier and more profitable to make the fakes. The only known result of the investigation? Samsung now takes care to release products in China shortly after they come out in Korea. Its only defense is to give cloners a smaller window of opportunity.
Makes sense.
In 2006...
And it's proof that, you know, it's showing that manufacturers can, once they see what's being done, they can manage to figure these things out without using intellectual property laws.
Well, and they're still making money despite all the cloning that's going on.
Right, they're making money in other countries so they can afford to subsidize their Chinese operations. If the Chinese operations were how things were done, I would be very interested in seeing what the financial models of these large companies are.
Things would change, that's for sure. In 2006, NEC, one of the...
But it also wouldn't be a government to prevent you from walking into the factory with 10 armed thugs and mowing down all the counterfeiters, right?
The government doesn't prevent that right now.
It doesn't hurt.
In 2006, NEC, one of the 25 big... Remember, the government in some cases are either looking the other way in these instances, as they'll mention, I think, a little bit later, or they're actually working in tandem with the gangsters that are running the cloning facility.
I understand that that's so in China.
Yeah.
I get that.
But that's
the way
government
tandem
works.
They're protecting the counterfeiters.
Just
in China.
Like government protects the established
the
industry
manufacturers,
here.
The people who did the R&D
work. The government protects established industries here just in general. So it's always, government always works with the people that are influential and powerful. So government's just doing what government does. In 2006, NEC, one of the 25 biggest consumer electronics firms in the world, went public with the results of a two-year investigation of the cloners. The company had been receiving complaints about products it didn't even make. DVD players, cell phones, MP3 players. Investigators from International Risk, a private security firm employed by NEC, note they don't hire the government to do their investigations for them, ultimately uncovered a shadow version of the company, operating out of corporate offices in China with ties to more than 50 manufacturing facilities. On the surface, it looked like a series of intellectual property infringements, but in reality, a highly organized group has attempted to hijack the entire brand, said Steve Vickers, the former Hong Kong police inspector who was in charge of the investigation for the internal risk company.
Now, what was the company that they're hijacking here?
Sorry. NEC.
NEC, okay.
Executives had their own NEC business cards and email addresses.
Wow.
They had marketing plans and distribution networks in place. Some company facilities even had electronic signs bearing huge, lighted NEC logos. Most bold of all, the bogus NEC actually charged the manufacturers it worked with royalties on its designs. The investigation led to raids last year on 18 of the manufacturing sites and the seizure of nearly 50,000 fake products. Yet the factories themselves are still operating, just not using the NEC name. The ringleaders of the scam have yet to be caught. Like the Samsung copiers, they're thought to still be making fakes. The Cherry QQ, back to the car, this is the rip-off car of a Chevy. Cherry, Chevy, C-H-E-R-Y, C-H-E-V-Y. Anyway, demonstrates more than just the skill of modern cloning. It also illustrates the danger. Easy fit doors and rearview mirrors aside, there are differences, scary differences, between the Spark and the QQ. As the news of the copycat car spread last year, a German automotive club conducted a videotaped comparative crash test between the two vehicles. When the Matiz hits the barrier, the front end crumples. The rear of the car bucks upward and then thuds back to the ground. An impact chart shows serious yet non-fatal injuries to both the driver's and passenger's head and legs. The Cherry, on the other hand, hits the obstacle at the same speed, and the rear end of the car lifts higher than the Matiz and begins to rotate. The driver's side door pops open, hood, engine, and roof crumple into the passenger compartment.
Oh,
the frame buckles, bringing the vehicle flat to the ground. On the impact chart, the driver's head, neck, and chest are brown and red. not survivable. Over the past few months, concern over the safety of Chinese copies as well as legitimate products with Chinese ingredients or brand names has become more real to the consumers in the U.S.
Yeah.
In June, the FDA warned consumers about Chinese-made toothpaste. Millions of tubes, which were on sale in the U.S., the substance in the toothpaste, diethylene glycol, a toxic component of antifreeze, had been used as a substitute for glycerin, a common sweetener.
Ah.
A similar substitution killed about 100 people in Panama last year. Ironically, well-publicized, embarrassing cases like this could actually provide some of the impetus necessary to vault China into the sixth stage of cloning, making better than real products. If Western-style controls are put in place, that's just another way the infringers will learn how to do a better job of what they do, said a Dutch intellectual property expert who runs a blog called IP Dragon. Although there have been legal victories against the cloners, most of the time they've been minor and fleeting. Last year, Sony won a lawsuit against a Guangzhou company that was copying the company's camcorder batteries. In another of the most watched cases, Prada, Chanel, Gucci, Burberry, and Louis Vuitton sued Beijing's organized silk market, one of the city's most well-visited locales for fake goods, and shut it down. Despite the low monetary damages, Sony only took in $75,000, $12,500 in the silk market affair. The victories were hailed by some as part of a growing recognition in China that counterfeiting needs to be halted. The cases demonstrated the strong resolve of the Chinese authorities in protecting intellectual property rights, said the head of the intellectual property practice in Hong Kong.
The strong resolve of the Chinese authorities to get paid off at every turn.
But on my visit to Beijing, the silk market hadn't just reopened. It had expanded, turning itself from a seedy array of tiny stalls into a full-fledged modern shopping mall, a forbidden city of fakes. That's part of the dilemma in fixing the counterfeit problem, says one of the experts. There's an impression that China is strongly controlled by the central government. In truth, there's power everywhere. China's filled with little emperors who can do whatever they want. More on the way. You can take control. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
In a world where dangerous situations happen, to include unforeseen world events, outdoor accidents, destructive weather, or even countries in conflict, a person should be prepared. In the wilderness, at home, or on the road, sometimes extreme measures are necessary to survive. Prepare yourself in advance and don't wait until disaster strikes. BestGlide.com is your leader in high-quality preparedness and emergency survival gear. BestGlide.com carries survival equipment for everyone. which includes our pre-configured survival kits, or kits built to your specifications. Survival equipment, emergency fishing kits, fire starting, survival tools, and medical kits are available at BestGlide.com. Many items are standard issued for military and peacekeeping agencies worldwide, including U.S. Navy, U.S. Army, FBI, and many others. When ordering online, be sure to use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount off your order, or mention GCN when ordering via phone for your 10% discount. Call 888-834-9971 or visit BestGlide.com. That's 888-834-9971 or BestGlide.com. Prepare yourself. Visit BestGlide.com today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up anything via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away. So enjoy those on us. Those features include a variety of different things from the bulletin board system to the updates. Unlike those other talk show hosts, ours is free. Our website, freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support the show, then buy some stuff at the Free Talk Live store. Just go to store.freetalklive.com and load up your shopping cart with all kinds of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise. store.freetalklive.com. But if you want to manufacture your own Free Talk Live merchandise, we won't get upset. By all means, have at it. Keep talking about fakes here in a moment, but let's go to your phone calls. Dave in Ohio is on the line, listening on WAIS. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys, I like to see Ron Paul running as an independent if he doesn't get the Republican nomination.
I think odds are good he's probably not going to get the Republican nomination, but if you believe what he says, he's pretty much ruled that out. I mean, he was at like 99%, and I think he made it confirmed recently that he's not going to run as an independent. So
I would vote for him if he ran as an independent.
I think a lot of people would, and I think it's unfortunate that he is not going to choose that. Though, you know, he could certainly change his mind.
Yes,
politicians have been known to do that.
Yes, okay, I'll give you a call next week.
Well, thanks, Dave. Have a nice night. 800-259-9231.
Just check it in.
Talk to Mac in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line. Hello, Mac.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
I listen to the podcast. And I was listening to the one from Saturday this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Not Saturday, me on Friday. Talking about his Free Talk Live, positive and negative.
Yeah. What do you think?
Try working for the government.
What's that?
That's a try working for the government.
Oh, I see.
And then ask that question.
Well, so it's positive compared to working for the government, huh?
Yeah.
You know,
I work with the State Guard, and their best has, you know, made me question, you know, my career choice. As I said, you know, my job in State Guard is emergency response as an MP.
Uh-huh.
I go in, units like mine go in and do everything from help distribute relief supplies to help the law enforcement, the civilian law enforcement, you know, maintain law and order during emergencies. And there's been situations where we are not activated because the bureaucrats up in Columbia realize that, you know, they've got to pay their insurance. As in the case of Hurricane Floyd, there was an incident during that evacuation where we was placed on standby, where we was never called up because of the fact that our liability insurance wasn't paid.
I didn't know that the government had to pay insurance. That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, and they needed the Red Cross set up these relief points up in a little town called Harville, South Carolina. I used to be a police officer there a couple years ago, mm-hmm. and this is one of the little towns in Black Rock to pass through the town.
Yeah.
And
but they had to have a cop there so that they could raise revenue through speeding tickets.
Yeah. But the police were overwhelmed there. I mean, they was randomly outnumbered by all the people who broke it down on the side of the road. They ran out of gas. Mm-hmm. People spiked out in the area and everything.
Right.
And the Harvard police had a document called a memorandum of understanding, an MOU. And they tried to call us up based on that piece of paper, and the state said no. And it came up later that somehow our liability insurance wasn't paid, so
that's why. So it was paper. So basically, it was paperwork. This little town needed the help of the state guard. And as a result of the fact that the paperwork hadn't been filled out, the insurance hadn't been renewed, then you weren't able to go in and help these people out.
Right.
Amazing. Do you think that a private organization would have their ducks in a row, Mark? Do you think they would get their heads straight?
Yeah, I don't think
they would. The thing about it is that the Red Cross is the one tool for communications and security. So because of the insurance incident, it messed up a lot of organizations and communities that has dependent right. ones in emergencies. They didn't know this was in 2004 before it came through.
I don't remember, but either way, it doesn't really matter. The story is very interesting either way, because it really just goes to show that, people believe that government's going to be there for them when they need to be taken care of or they need some sort of emergency service, and it turns out that you can't get the service you're looking for because their bureaucracy didn't check cross the right T's and dot the right I's, and they didn't renew their insurance. So now you just have to sit there and watch as people suffer. How awful is that? Mac, thanks for the call as always.
One more thing.
Yes. You're good.
One more thing. The lady was calling, saying she was an Avon distributor.
Yeah.
And he didn't like the customer service because it was outsourced to India.
Mm-hmm.
If you're listening, my Yahoo SMS screen name is WillUSMC or Jasper_CO_cop.
Nobody's going to get that, man, but go ahead.
Send me a message. Oh, you can give me on the BBS as MilCop 2008.
What is it?
Send me a message and
MilCop. MilCop, MILCOP?
Yeah, 2008.
MilCop 2008 on the BBS.
And I got something that you might like.
What is that?
Matter of fact, I'm working with that. I'm part of an internet company called Quickstar.com.
Oh, wait, you're joining Quickstar?
I already joined.
Man. That's the Amway of the internet, man.
It is Amway.
It is Amway, I know.
It is Amway. Matter of fact, they're owned by the same company.
Amway provides a great service as far as I'm concerned. They're a legitimate business out there.
Just be careful you don't, alienate all your family members, man.
Sure, you don't push too hard, but... if people want to help, want to buy stuff from you, that's good.
I've got some experience in network marketing, and you got to be really careful with that. And you've got to be very. I would just the problem with network marketing is they encourage you to exhaust all of your connections, all of your family and your friends, and they encourage you to go and recruit them all into the organization. And I've seen so many people just lose their friendships as a result of being involved in network marketing.
Not the tightest of friendships.
What they do is that you don't act like you're trying to push it on them, You ask them once, and if they say no, fine, move on. You don't try to dwell on it and try to, well, if you don't get into it, I won't make no money.
Yeah, maybe you'll have some success with that attitude, man. It's a tough business, but at the very least, you'll certainly learn about sales. Is this the first time you've done network marketing? It doesn't sound like it.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Good luck, my friend. It's a lot of work, but you will learn a thing or two. Thank you for the call tonight.
Oh, yes, sir. 800-259-9231.
I spent a lot of money and didn't make a dime.
Yeah, one of the tricks to network marketing is try, you know, avoid spending money on the products yourself.
But you have to be a product of the product, Mark.
Yeah, I hear that crap. But
yeah,
know,
that's what they tell you.
And you know, some of them require you to buy the stuff, and
most of them do. Most of them require that you get into like a monthly auto ship,
mm-hmm.
where in order to qualify to get a paycheck, you have to at least be buying $100 a month worth of product from mm-hmm. the company. And so the most powerful thing is to bring new people into the organization to get them on that auto ship to buy that product. To build your downline with that. And really, it seems to me like a lot of people make money just off of building their downline instead of actually selling products to the end consumer. It's just an industry that's got a lot of baggage, I guess you could say.
You know, I hear you entirely. I think that if that's what somebody wants to do, they need to sort of be warned mm-hmm. that multi-level marketing has some disadvantages. But then again, so does every distribution format.
Sure.
You know, I recommend try it once. And, you know, don't exhaust your friendships and family.
Don't exhaust your bank account either. Make sure that you're very, very judicious about how much money you're putting into this effort. You know, they're going to tell you to buy a bunch of stuff that maybe you need to, maybe you don't. I would suggest being very cautious about what purchases you make, because sooner or later you'll be out of money, and you have a bunch of products sitting around your house and no one to sell it to. So, I know
that's
that,
so great.
I don't know if the internet ones, they require as much product purchasing. That might be one of the selling points as well. You don't have to buy a bunch of product, so just be careful. 1-800-259-9231. Hey, if you want to tell us your network marketing stories, we'd love to hear from you. I'm sure a bunch of our listeners have been involved in it.
And bad.
And there are more bad than there are good, but I'm sure there are some good ones out there.
I don't know if that's true.
Some people make it work, you know? I mean, some people are very good at it.
Yep.
And it's just, it's grueling. It's a grueling business. But interesting and fascinating nonetheless. If the product is right, then that's step number one, right? The product has to be right.
You know, it seems wrong to me in, you know, the way they run their business, in that every other business is going to pay you for working for them. They don't.
1-800-259-9231. Speaking of fakes, we'll get back into that with a fake government office coming up in India. It's Free Talk Live, Hour 2 on the way.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same, or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.